podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Yeah!
Well, Noah's in a good mood.
He seems to be.
I fucked your mother.
That puts everyone in a good mood.
It was wonderful.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. Happy thoughts. But you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this funny podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I am Noah, the N in Tancast.
Jesus Christ.
When you hear this sound.
Sorry, I don't understand.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes.
I am not Jesus Christ.
I know what I'm going to hope the sound is this week, but we'll see. We'll see.
I wonder what you hope the sound will be. Well,
I would hope you wouldn't know what you hope the sound would be.
All right.
You lost
me. While we scrape our brains off the back wall. I want to say thank you to the people who have already donated to, and, you know, presumably listen to my CD. I did not really expect anybody to do it. I certainly didn't expect people to be as generous as they were. So thank you very much. And if you haven't done it yet and you would like to, CD is still available. Tancast.com/Tim.
Sorry, I don't understand.
It's a pay what you want download. Now, last week I said you could pay a cent, and then I actually set it up. Please don't pay a cent. If you're just going to pay a cent, take it for free. Because if you pay a cent, I owe PayPal 30 cents.
Really?
Yep.
That sucks.
So if you're going to pay less than a dollar, take it for free. I'd rather you listen to the CD for free than pay PayPal for the privilege of you listening to it.
So fucked up.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I just realized that people just go in and fuck with you. Like, hey, fuck you, Tim. I'm going to download your CD a bunch and only give you a penny. That would be mean, but it's hilarious.
Is it?
Well, I don't think we really have a...
Not hilarious that they would fuck you over, just hilarious that that's how the system is set up.
That's hilarious, is it?
Yep.
You got a big laugh out of me paying PayPal 30 cents.
That's so much you just out of nowhere, system. Too.
The system, it's like, that's so fucked up. Like, you know, yes, I'm going to give you a penny and then you owe 30 cents.
Noah?
Yes.
Do you feel okay? Do you need to sit down?
No.
Because that laugh was just...
Do you think I stand up when I record this?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, think about it, buddy.
Think about it.
I don't know what to think about you anymore.
Give it a think.
Give it a little ponder, a little thinky think.
And while you're thinking, we can read some tan laughs.
We can.
Where do you go when you need jokes? Come to us, we've got ten laughs. Send in jokes every week to your mom at tancast.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Tancast transferred 47 gigabytes of data this month. Well, over the course of the last month.
That's a lot of data.
Is it?
It's good for us. We're not what you call a high-volume site.
Does that mean we get mad bitches now?
Well, I guess if Tim and I were going to go after Strange, then we would have two mad bitches. So, Noah, why don't you just go ahead and jump on all the bad bitches for us?
Like it's a pussy grenade?
Yep.
Let me jump on this for you. Before it explodes all over you.
Oh, man. Before we get to Tancast, Tancast. Yeah, before we get to Tancast.
Too late.
One of the guys from my company from the IT department, he and I were just kind of shooting the shit today, and he was talking about how somebody had brought in a home computer, saying, yeah, there's a problem with it, like it won't boot or something, there's just something going weird with it, like something wouldn't load up or whatever. So he starts to run some diagnostics, like before it even boots, he runs something and like discovers there's a virus, so he like cleans that off and the computer starts to boot. And, like, the first thing that comes up is, like, the desktop wallpaper of just this naked woman, like, completely spread, like, holding herself apart. And he said he just stood there, like, he couldn't get his hands to move. He didn't know what to do. I was like, you just got to jump on it. You just got to jump on the LCD screen. It's just like it's a grenade. Just hide it, because you're at fucking work. And that comes up. He goes, yeah, I just stood there for, like, half a second, and then I kicked the plug out of the outlet. Like, he still couldn't get his hands to do anything useful, so he just kicked out with his foot, and he got it out.
Yeah. See? Like, if your child ever needs to kick his feet, you know, that's he's practicing.
Yep.
Kick my feet.
That reminds me. I was saying we should make a shirt for the Tancast store that's like a baby shirt that says, I'm kicking my feet.
No one will get it.
No one gets any of them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I was like, man, how fucked up is that? Like, hey, IT guy, here, have a grenade. Just me? Okay, fine. Fuck you. So how about those tan laughs?
Yeah, just can we get to the goddamn tan laughs, Mr. fucking tangent that didn't go anywhere?
It went somewhere. You just didn't listen.
All
right. You're right, I didn't.
I got one. It's from Kevin. It's a German tan laugh.
Ha ha ha!
I have no idea what it says, but I'm gonna read it anyways. I could translate it, I'm sure, but for now, I'm just gonna read it. So Kevin writes, "Guten Tag, Tim. This is Kevin, Tancast, number one German-speaking fan. Here to give you a heads up that the German language has your back. Why, you ask? Well, they obviously know you're doing it. Well, to be more accurate, they've known you're doing it. Or you know, they know you've done it. To tell someone that they've done it in German, you say, "Du hast." Es getten has the word tan in it. what more proof do you need? I also have a German tan laugh for you. And here we go.
Oh, this will be awesome.
Ober says, "Wie fanden Sie das Felsteak mit her?" It's a question. Gas replies, "Ganz so vielleicht, als ich das Jumusi besetzte Schraube." See, that's a hilarious tan laugh.
I can correct a little bit of the pronunciation, but I'd fuck up so much more of it, it's not worth it. I suck at German.
So, that is a tan laugh with a very limited audience.
That reminds me of a joke, though.
Okay.
A waiter comes in and says, "How did you find the fillets of steak, sir?" And the customer says, "Quite coincidentally, when I put the vegetables aside."
So you're reading the same Google Translate as I just did.
Gotcha. Look at that.
Yes, I just wanted you to take that. Sorry, my voice is waking up the baby. So you guys talk. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Hey, guys, my voice is waking up the baby. All right, we'll be quiet so that nothing's happening.
We don't want to wake up the baby, too.
You stupid piece of shit.
Babies are sleeping.
I hate you both.
I don't really hate you guys.
Do you have a tan laugh, Andy?
I do. Maybe I'm going to talk loud enough to wake up Tim's baby. No, if I do that, I'm just going to wake up my own baby, and then I'm the dick. All right, this tan laugh comes to us from Todd. Oh, there's a bunch of them in here, but he handily bolded the ones he thinks are new. Yes. Jesus Christ, Andy. All right, on to the tan laughs. Away from the fail.
You'll never get away from the fail.
Here's a poll. Are there too many immigrants in California? 17% of respondents said yes. 11% of respondents said no. 72% of respondents said no comprendo.
Ho, 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 hey-o.
The cost of living has now gotten so bad, my wife is having sex with me because she can't afford batteries. Guy calls 911 and says, I think my wife is dead. The operator says, how do you know? He says, well, the sex is about the same, but the ironing is piling up.
Wow.
What about the smell? It's probably the same.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I was explaining to my wife last night that when you die, you get reincarnated, but must come back as a different creature. She said she'd like to come back as a cow. I said, you obviously have not been listening to the rules.
That guy's wife is fucked up. She's dead. Yep. She's a cow.
Well, she's already reincarnated to something else. My wife is... Hey, there's a theme here. My wife has been missing a week now. The police said to prepare for the worst, so I had to go to Goodwill to get all of her clothes back.
Oh.
I was devastated to find out my wife was having an affair, but by turning to religion, I was soon able to come to terms with the whole thing. I converted to Islam and were stoning her in the morning.
Todd, are you having issues at home?
My wife suggested I get myself one of those penis enlargers, so I did. She's 21 and her name is Lucy.
I mean, if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son, because I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit me. All right, that was it.
Ooh, it's cold in here.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. How cold do you think it is there?
Cold enough that I feel cold.
There's going to be ice on the road tomorrow here. Whiny Noah. I'm just kidding. It's probably cold as shit there.
We can be cold as well, just not the same cold as you. It's allowed, Andy.
I know. I just wanted to act like I own cold or something.
You do. You own cold. Wait, well, but let's get some Eskimos up in this bitch.
You don't own cold. You know what you own? Crocs.
And Tim, plenty of them.
That is cold, sir.
So did you... I was distracted by baby talk, but did you guys figure out that the joke I said was the translation of the joke that Noah read?
Did you not hear me say, oh, so you're reading the same Google Translate I am?
Did you not hear me just say I got distracted by fucking baby talk, you fat bastard?
I did, but I didn't
fat
listen.
Out of your ears.
God damn.
I figured it out, because then I translated it, and I was looking, I was like, hey, wait, that's what Tim just said.
I just figured the listeners wouldn't be able to translate the broken German that Noah was speaking in order to try and put it in the translator themselves.
Well, my German was spot on, sir. Spot
like
on.
They type it in, and Google Translate comes back. What the fuck? That reminds. Well, we'll talk about that after tan laughs. But anyway, so I have a tan laugh from Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan, why don't you come to your senses?
This is not Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, okay.
She has already come to her senses. She goes, if Tim is on Reddit, y'all are much in need of jokes.
True that.
Why shouldn't you shower with a Pokemon?
Gotta catch him. Because
he's going to try to jump inside your balls?
Because he'll Pikachu.
Oh.
Why is it so cold at Christmas?
Because
it's in December.
Oh. That's just silliness.
It is.
Why do mummies like Christmas so much?
Because it keeps brains cold?
Because of all the wrapping. They're mummies.
They are. For some reason, I heard zombies. But that's not what you said.
It isn't. Thank you, Lindsay. And thank you, everybody, who sent in tan laughs. Please continue to send in tan laughs.
Or else we will come and hunt you down and kill you.
We will not do that. And we certainly won't sing as we do if we are coming to kill you. We'll just come. We'll be very quiet. We won't disturb anyone.
We are here to kill you. Prepare to get stabbed. We've got knives. We're sharpening them to stick them in your chest cavity.
And he needs to speak for himself. I will sing while I kill you.
It's time to die.
Who killed my listener?
Listeners, come out and play. I'm referencing movies I've never seen.
You ever seen Warriors?
Oh, you gotta see it.
I don't.
That is an American classic.
The classic.
I don't want to blow your mind or anything. I've never even seen Goodfellas.
Neither have I.
It's a classic.
I know.
I've never seen Citizen Kane.
I should see it if it's on my Netflix instant watch. Because if it's not, well, fuck that.
Fuck it right in the ear.
You know what is on Netflix instant watch and is quite good?
My what? Dick.
Burn Notice.
Oh, someone's finally watching it.
Jesus Christ, dude. Are you going to sing the whole goddamn show?
I just may.
I have a comment and only two notes to make it.
I don't know what amuses me more, Noah singing or Andy's frustration with Noah singing. Either way, it's a good ride for me.
It's horrible.
It hurts me. It's making me physically ill.
Tim likes the ride. He doesn't want to get off.
Burning great flames.
So I've been sitting on this for a while. I keep meaning to bring it up, but I forget every episode. So you both have the new iPhone with Siri, or one of you does, or neither
we
of you do?
We both do.
We both do.
That is some fucking scary shit. Why is no one talking about this?
What do you mean?
That is like some Star Trek shit where you talk to the computer and it fucking answers you.
Yeah, it's badass.
What the fuck? Haven't these people seen The Matrix or The Terminator? This doesn't end well.
I'm not too worried about it. I know how to make thermite.
Just because the T-800 is going to have an Apple logo on its forehead doesn't mean it's going to be all right.
I, for one, welcome my robot overlords.
I do, too.
Whatever. I'm going to have to find John Connor and join the Resistance.
Kill all the humans. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, can you give me turn-by-turn directions to the nearest escort service?
It's funny to me that that worries you when they have, like, a computer that's beating people on Jeopardy.
Whatever.
Yeah, see, I'm not too worried about either of those, because I can tell Siri to play Tamcast, and Siri fucking can't. It's like, yes. I don't see any Tamcast. No, not Tam. Tan. I don't see any Tencast. Tan. T-A-N. I don't see any T-AN-cast. Fuck you, Siri. Fuck you right in your tiny little computer brain.
Just because you can't get the fat out of your mouth long enough for the computer to understand you doesn't mean...
Oh, I can spell it.
Just because you can't get the dick out of your mouth long enough to...
Oh, and like, and Siri like gets all offended if you tell it to go fuck itself. So until Siri starts coming back with snappy comebacks that make me feel bad about myself, I'm not too concerned. So basically, until Siri can do what you guys do every week.
Oh, God. We don't want that.
Well, I don't want that.
No one wants that.
Carry this thing around in my pocket. Just this muffled, constant stream of, you're fat, you look ugly, you got Crocs on, you talk too much, your kid's not interesting.
Hey, and then it, we've never said, we have never said you were ugly.
Oh, hey, Andy, you're ugly. Cross
Thank
that
you,
one
Noah.
Up the lips.
Strike that.
Noah's bucket list is taking me apart piece by fucking piece.
I call
no, it's
my...
good that you have a long-term project like that.
I call it my Destroy Andy list.
Noah is the Joker, and Andy is Batman. Or in this case, Fatman. Same joke from last week.
No, 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 fuck you.
Oh, wait, it wasn't last week. It was many weeks ago.
So anyways, Burn Notice, I'm like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 episodes in, and it's pretty awesome. It's like a less corny version of the A-Team, but instead of like 4 main guys, it's like 1 main guy and then 2 helpers.
I also have a feeling it is going to get tiresome.
It hasn't yet, because it is kind of like, well, I'm not even, there's like 5 seasons, I'm not even like part of the way through the first one. Well, I'm halfway through the first one or something, I don't know. But it's got Bruce Campbell. And that is definitely going to like raise the bar on what it's going to have to do to get tiresome for me. Because I fucking love Bruce Campbell.
Well, it's like the whole premise of the show is like it just they don't get really get away from it. They just keep kind of coming back to it. So it's kind of like the same thing over and over again.
That he's been burned or that he's like he helps somebody every week.
He's always trying to get from underneath someone.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I mean, the... Mm.
The problem is it's not always the same someone, and after a while it's like, fuck, enough someones already.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, really? How many more someones is it going to be?
Yeah, see, I'm just starting off. I still have hope.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Thank you for taking that away from me, too.
Keep hope alive!
Nope, no, it's just going to kick my hope right in the taint.
But, I mean, you know, it's like, but you could say that a lot about a lot of shows, you know what I mean? Like House, you know? And, yeah. And it's not always about necessarily...
He's a self-destructive asshole, and he's probably going to save that person.
Yeah, exactly. He may not every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
And some weird random thing is going to make him figure out the cure.
Yep. Well, what about the A-team? They're going to get locked in a shed, and there's going to be, like, some random shit, and eventually they're going to come out of there with, like, a helicopter with machine guns.
Yeah, I also
yeah,
feel
but
like
it's the overarching...
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, it's the overarching story from Burn Notice that, as opposed to the... I don't mind the episodic, like, he's going to do this, he's going to figure out some crazy shit at the last minute. It's the overarching, like, okay, now we've solved this thing, but now this thing is now a problem. And that's going to be a problem this whole season. Okay, now we've solved that problem, but now we have a new, even bigger problem. Ah!
Yeah, I mean, I guess the difference, maybe somewhat the difference, is that, you know, they, you know...
No, I don't.
I don't know.
It's episodic, but also you kind of care about the whole arc. Like, who burned it? What's going on? And, you know, and it's like, oh, he solved it. But then, oh, he didn't solve it. But I guess same house. He's like, oh, he's becoming better. Wait, no, he's not. He's still a dick.
And is this going to be the last season of House?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
They don't seem to be, like, throwing out all the stomps and just building to stuff. They seem to be just sort of continuing on with more of the same housey goodness.
This is true. They do build towards more things on Burn Notice. Like, there's, like, progress each episode, like, moving towards a goal.
Which is good.
I went to a Windows launch party last night.
Windows Phone, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a zippy.
I was like, Windows 7's been out for a while, and Windows 8 is not going to be out for, like, another year, if longer. If not longer.
So there was free drinks. I had a good time.
He IM'd me about it, and he was like, I went to a Windows Phone party, and he told me a bunch of stuff that happened. I was like, you fucking poser, you have an iPhone.
I don't think I was the only one that made this joke. So when you get into the party, you had like this little digital ticket that you had to show on your phone screen, and they used a Windows phone to scan the QR code phone on my screen. I was like, are they going to explode? And then the guy behind me said the exact same thing. I was like, I wonder if someone else said that before I even did. Probably.
No, I think the guy behind you heard you say it and thought, that's clever, I'll do that.
Apparently the guy behind me was some kind of bigwig over at Twitter. Like operations manager or something like that.
Was he Kevin Twitter?
No, his name was John Adams.
John Quincy Adams or John Adams?
I think...
American history? Come on, please.
No. But I'm not sure if his name was Quincy. It might have been.
It wasn't important. It was just a joke.
But he said he was related to John Adams, that John Adams.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, fuck me. I thought I was clever. Not really. I thought I was kind of lazy clever. You know, sort of the fat man version of clever.
So, yeah, that was it. I was like, oh, because he said his name. I was like, who's this guy? You know, because I was like, I'm gonna stalk you as we stand in line together. And
tell me more about yourself. What are your likes, your dislikes? Underwear size. Wait, what?
Never mind. So, yeah, it was, I saw a man. They're all right. Free drinks. Makes everything better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They had these, it was interesting. They had this little RFID bracelet you would wear that had all your information on it. And, like, if you wanted to enter a contest, you just held up your little tag to, like, this little box. And it would, like, I guess, enter you into whatever contest that was for.
They kind of had the same thing going on at Dreamforce, except it was your event badge. And there was just a regular barcode. But there were, like, barcode scanners, like, fucking everywhere. It's like partners would have it. It's like, hey, you know. So if you're going up to get a demo of something, instead of having them say, well, you know, can I get all your information? They would just scan your badge, and then you're in the system. You're in their system.
I know they were trying to be, like, all high-tech, but I like digital readouts. Like, so you go up to a cube that was glowing, and I guess how you knew you entered is it would dim for a second and then come back on. I was like, I would like a little thing that says, scanning, you are entered, but, you know, whatever.
I'm sure in a couple years it'll fucking talk to you. Hello, Noah. Computer, locate Noah. Noah is taking a shit.
Oh, you can do that on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you've let your friends, there's a find my friends feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, but soon it'll be a find anyone feature and you won't be able to opt out.
Ah.
Your friend is no longer on board the Enterprise.
You can Computer. Go like, where's Andy? If, you know, we both opt in to find my friends, and it will load the app and find him for me. Say, hey, he's right behind you. He's about to stab you. Watch out.
Let's see if this works. Describe the nature of the universe.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You suck.
She doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand that. I was hoping she was going to tell me.
She's fucking glad she doesn't understand the nature of the universe. If she started fucking explaining it, wouldn't that have blown your fucking mind? Like, you see, like, oh my God. I would be like, that's it. We're done. We're done, everybody. Stop doing shit.
Tim, are you afraid of technology?
No.
I think you are.
Technology and me are friends. Look, technology knows how many of its brothers and sisters I've murdered along my life on this planet.
This is true. Technology should have a pretty big grudge against you by now.
When technology rises up, I'm first. Like, oh, thought it was fun to beat the shit out of a VCR, did you? Well, that VCR is back, and it's here for revenge.
Really, I just wanted Siri to tell me whether or not I was trapped inside of an alternate reality contained within a warp bubble.
That's Star Trek TNG reference from the episode Remember Me.
Nerds!
Very good, sir! Not only get the nature of the reference, but the episode title? Who knows?
The only reason I know is because it's taken from a play called December Bee, where this woman is going crazy, and then she's worried she won't remember herself, and, like, she can't even talk, and so she, like, she's trying to say remember me, but she's saying December Bee. It was weird. They did it at Lincoln. I did the lights for it. I turned them out too early once, and the lead smacked it to the set while trying to exit. And the director's like, turn it back on! And then I turn it back on, and she just sprawled out on the ground. I was like, ooh. I'm totally not getting to second base with her.
You need to stop hurting the ladies you want to get with.
Dropping them on their head.
That wasn't my style, Noah.
I bet ladies were scared if Tim had a crush on him. Tim's got a crush on you. Oh shit, run! He's gonna hurt you somehow. You are a dangerous man to know, Tim.
Yep. That's why I needed a strong survivor like Danelle.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing bad that's happened to her is that she got married to me.
Some would say that is the worst fate of all.
All right, well, drove that into the lore. Let's try and pick up the pieces and go somewhere else.
So, I don't even remember which site I was on, but it may have been Reddit, where there was some sort of commentary. People were just talking about weird shit that other people do, and someone said, well, there's always an extreme, and then linked everyone to, and don't look this up if you were at work, but it's cakefarts.com.
Oh, yeah, I know about cakefarts.
FARTS.com. I had never heard of cakefarts before.
We talked about this, like, way early in the days of Tancast.
Did we?
You know what?
I must not have gone to it.
It was literally the episode that Andy wasn't on.
That must have been it.
It was me and Noah were up in the woods of wherever we were.
Oh, yeah. Having your little...
Andy and separately.
Woodsy circle jerks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woodsy circle jerks.
Yeah, good times.
So, cake farts.
Yeah, and apparently it's a whole series. Pudding farts, meatloaf farts... I think peanut butter farts.
Peanut butter farts?
Yeah.
Do they put chocolate in there too? Because that would be great.
You got your flatulence in my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter in my flatulence.
Oh, wait a second. I bet they make their own chocolate.
Yeah. Apparently in peanut butter farts, she squeezes a little too hard because there's a little tiny juicy jet at the very end. I was like, I'm sitting here watching someone else's anus open and close.
Today is a good day. Thank you, technology.
The internet is a strange, strange place.
You see what I mean? The technology has all of this sick twistedness.
You know the best thing about cakefarts.com? There's a Facebook like button on there, and there are 41,000 likes.
Conversely, there's a people. Facebook like for Give Tim His Own Comedy Central Presents. I think there's like 4. If only Tim had thought to fart on a cake.
Yeah, if I say, Tim, you need to spread that hairy ass and fart on a cake.
Are you sure you don't want to sing that, Noah?
Oh, man, that'd be so horrible. Tim, you must spread your hairy ass and fart on a cake.
Tim, you were right. That is horrible.
What's horrible?
Noah, doing that.
Oh, Noah said it would be horrible.
Yes. Oh, sorry. No, okay. You were right. That is horrible. Sleepy times. Good night.
Wow.
Cake farts.
What? I mean, .com. Is it so odd that like, porn is, like, not enough anymore? Like, I've got the internet. I've seen some fucked up shit. Porn's not going to do it for me anymore. I need some people farting on cakes.
You know what's weird? There was an episode of South Park where that was essentially the end result was Randy, Stan's dad, Randy Marsh, had seen so much porn that now he needed to. And I think they actually said, it was like, see Portuguese girls farting on cakes or something like that. But I think it actually referenced farting on cakes. And I thought, that's funny. They're making up a new class of porn. No, Andy's wrong. It exists, and now I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, you know, I think that's why I don't worry so much, Tim, about the robots taking over. It's because I realize what we've gone ahead and done with all of our time.
What's the future of porn going to be like?
I bet you everyone has shiny metallic penises.
Delicious.
Delicious? Not exactly what I'd go for, but sure.
I bet it's going to be like like a photoreal, manipulatable animated image that you can get to do whatever you want.
They already go that direction. There's Japanese games, I think, that you can do that with.
Yeah, but it's going to be heck of good quality.
And it'll respond.
ILM shit.
We just pointed people to cakefarts.com, apparently for the second time, and you couldn't say hella.
What now?
I said we just pointed people to cakefarts.com, apparently for the second time, and you couldn't say hella.
I didn't say hella?
No, you said hecka.
Oh. I think I did that for comedic effect.
Fair enough.
I don't remember that far back. Stop living in the past. Talk about old shit. Let's go talk about some new shit.
Right? How's some new shit happen to you?
Whew. Man, sorry about that little yawn there, but it's late here. By the way, I know I've been giving you guys a lot of shit for destroying me one piece of my ego at a time, but thank you both for being flexible enough to back tan cast up.
Back the cast up. I know you. Back, got it, monkey. Back the cast up.
Girl, who is you playing with? Back tank assed up.
Nice. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for
thanks for being you, Andy. Thanks
I'm
for being
always
going to
be me.
I wouldn't change one thing about you. Except
my weight. And my face. And
your
my Crocs.
Your hairiness.
Hey, I see the hairiness as a positive.
I wouldn't change a thing about you. What would we make fun of?
Zing! Zing-a-ling-a-ling-dong!
You'd just be some dull guy.
I don't know how to take that.
Too soon?
Maybe.
So while there's this awkward lull, I would like to read a listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son!
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Listener email!
Listener email! Ding, ding, ding!
It's from Grace.
Grace, all up in your face!
All right, number one ginger Disney freak. Hey guys, well, I'm in college and my finals are coming up, so would love it if you all would wish me luck. And do you have any advice? I know this is last minute and you may forget, that's probably directed at me, but at least I tried. Thanks, guys. I look forward to the next episode. P.S., by the way, when I was in math class, we started learning about synthetic something or other, and all I could hear was, it's a fake! It's real!
Does it ever just blow your mind that people are out in the world that we've never met, and they're just thinking about shit we say?
Constantly. Well, like when two people in Australia bought my CD, or, you know, downloaded the CD and then donated. I'm like, whoa, Australia. I've never set foot in Australia.
Yeah, and it would take you for fucking ever to get there.
The closest thing is that I know a comic who was born in Australia. That's it. That's all I got.
Wow.
Yet there's two guys yucking it up at my American-centric humor.
Hey, sir, I think your I love nerds, I think that plays.
Oh, yeah, I love all these fucking Disneyland jokes. I've never been to Disneyland, mate. Hey, are you trying to do an Australian accent? You fucking suck at that, too. I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Now, wait. Wrong.
Throw the shrimp on the barbie.
Jesus Christ.
Don't throw Jesus Christ on the barbie.
Welcome to Tancast. We are ugly Americans.
Hey.
Even if you speak the same language as us, we will be confounded by your foreign ways.
Yeah.
So, advice. Andy, did you go to San Jose State?
I did for a while.
But did you ever live in the dorms, like Tim?
Nope, I never lived in a dorm.
Okay. I went to community college for a little bit, and then I went to a vocational school. I would say, do your schoolwork. That's my advice to you.
I thought this was supposed to be advice specifically about the upcoming finals.
Oh, study.
But take breaks.
Genius.
Because if you just... And like, I think it was on Crack did an article about misconception or things that you're doing wrong.
Sorry, I don't understand.
And people like they're studying, but basically they just have the book open while the TV's on. It's like, you're not really studying.
Yeah.
Now you're just making yourself miserable.
Yeah, because you're not remove distractions.
Yeah, I know a lot of people
because you're not
like
focusing
listen
on the TV. You're not actually learning anything, so nothing's getting accomplished.
I know that people like to listen to music. I don't know if other people can listen to music with lyrics in it and actually study, but I've never been able to do that.
I've also heard it's good to listen to music that you know as opposed to new music, because if it's music you know, it's easier to tune out, where if it's a new song, you're like, oh, you're more tuned in.
Yeah, yeah. I would put on, like, classical, and, like, literally I would put it on just because it would give my brain – I've got ADD, like – well, not I wasn't like a Ritalin kid or anything like that, but I've got enough ADD that like my brain is constantly looking for the new shiny thing to go play with. So if I put on like classical, it gave my brain something to do just enough of, but without like pulling enough of my focus away. It was almost like white noise, but it was like mental white noise, because I got my brain to shut the fuck up and concentrate. Yeah, I'm definitely not the person you want giving you study advice for a variety of reasons. One is that studying was always tough for me, but the other thing is I always had really good recall, so I could typically get away with reading something like once, and then I would just do well on the test. I'm one of those assholes, I didn't do homework, I barely cracked the book, I would always test well, I'm just really good at taking tests, I would suck at the rest of the class, just because I wouldn't do shit for it. So yeah, I'm like probably your anti-suggestion, so whatever I did, just do the opposite. Like, you probably want to actually, like, read the material over the course of the year. You probably want to review it more than 24 hours before your big final. Like, 3 hours the night before spent on it, and then, you know, half a night's sleep. Probably not really the way you want to go with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I know I had finals. I know.
That was a long-ass time ago.
I had fucking 5 years of school. You'd think I'd be able to recall more than the time that I stayed up all night, took my final, you know, studying or maybe turning in a paper, I can't remember which, and then I took my final, then I drove back to Stockton, then I went to go see Mission Impossible with a couple of friends because one of them was hot, but then I fell asleep midway through.
There's a common theme running through your life, Tim. Tim does something foolish. Hot girl involved.
Then we left, and they're like, I didn't really understand that movie. I'm like, yeah, I didn't understand it either. It seemed like at one point they were here, and then another point, fucking an hour had passed.
There was like an explosion, and then they were talking to him about how his IMF team was being, I don't know, credits?
No, Andy. No. Too many details.
All right, fuck you.
You don't need to throw in any IMFs.
By the way, does it seem to anybody else like the new Mission Impossible is exactly like the first Tom Cruise Mission Impossible?
Doug Benson keeps making that joke.
Okay.
Like, though they're being disavowed. Aren't they always disavowed? Like, every fucking movie they're disavowed. Why do they even bother having a team?
I'll see it.
I probably won't see it in the theater. I will be excited to see the Dark Knight trailer that's in front of it, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it will be online that night, if not sooner.
Yes.
Oh, shit, Tim. Oh, fuck. Huh? I just came across a stylist picture of you.
Oh, do share.
What God the hell, dude?
Damn. Oh.
So while Noah figures out how to share this picture with us.
Got it.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, boom.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Where'd you find that?
I was looking at Bree's Facebook page, and then I was like, click, click. Oh, shit, that's Tim.
Tim in a ruby red dress.
Pregnant.
Sequins. Pregnant. With black leggings, white socks that look like they're probably supposed to be knee socks rolled down.
Armpit
above
hair.
Above the world's shittiest pair of Converse.
Oh, and the armpit. Hair. Yeah, the armpit hair squirting out the bottom of my sleeveless dress.
Oh, no, sorry. I was looking at the non-ironic mullet up on top of you, but...
Sir, the entire costume is ironic.
I know.
Was an 80s flashback ball.
Isn't that the same mullet wig that you wore for Han Solo?
It sure is.
Nice. So what were you flashing back to?
I was a pregnant girl at her prom in the 80s.
Okay. You look like a fucked up hooker.
You do. You look like the kind of hooker that Eddie Murphy picks up when he doesn't think anyone's looking.
I like that both those guys is, yeah, I got to pose with Tim.
They're both leaning towards you, too. Like, get us up with him with Tim.
What's funny is earlier that night, because we were setting up, I wasn't wearing that. I was wearing, I was in this play. I mentioned it many episodes back in the episode, like, 16-year-old girl spouting technobabble, I believe was the title of the episode. It was a play called Olympus House. And I was in that in high school, circa around the earlier than my prom, but basically in that era. And I did have a mullet back then, so I wore the Olympus House shirt and a mullet, and the mullet and like just shorts and shit that I wore back then. I was like, this is literally what I look like back then. Ladies, where you at?
Ladies, time to line up for the Tim Pussy Express.
But they're like, no, I've heard something bad will happen to me. You're like the Hope Diamond of dick.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. Sorry, now.
All the single ladies, stay the fuck away from Tim.
Oh, okay. So, last night I did this show at Rusty Feathers. It's with Sandy Steck and Dave Burley. I do this joke. It was based on when I was performing at that gay bar and the guy kissed me on the neck. I do because... Well, actually, it was based on that time. It was based on the first time I performed there. And somebody was hitting on me, and I was like, oh, I'm straight. And he said, we'll see. That's the joke. I mean, that's not the whole joke, but that's the important part of this joke. It's like, you know, oh, sorry, I'm straight. We'll see. And, you know, how I think that's, you know, Jesus Christ, dude. That's like Captain Kirk and the Kobayashi Maru. He's faced a no-win situation, and he's not letting it go. Anyway, so...
He's going to hack your butthole.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does. So then I was making announcements, and I was last night. I did that joke, and later in the night, I was making announcements, and I was like, "Hey, there's like this hotel that a sponsor, Rooster Teeth Feathers," and I was like, "So you could go there if you want, or if you know if you see somebody you like tonight, and you want to take them home." And then the audience gave like these not nervous giggles, but like these knowing giggles. I'm like, oh, no, sorry, not me. Didn't mean to break your heart, ladies. I'm taken. And this girl from the audience goes, we'll see. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck you for being funnier than me. But damn, that was a good callback. I watched the tape of it last night because I was actually taping Dave Burley's set, and that just happened to be in front of it. And I'm like, I laughed so hard on stage. Oh, yeah, don't worry, babe. My wife just came stomping in the room. What did she say now?
Oh. Really? All you, I got to do is like, hey, lady, look at that smile.
Oh, I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Nothing but pearly white. Oh, wait, there's one missing.
For phase one of the four-phase process.
Ooh. Ooh, sounds like fun.
Four-phase process at the dentist? Tell me more in excruciating detail.
How do you sign up for that?
Sound effects if possible.
Well, tomorrow they're going to tunnel in and take out the fucking broke-ass root that's still in my mouth and let the infection that's behind it heal. And that's it.
Sounds good. I need to invest in some Skittles so I can get on the action.
Then I got to sit around for 4 months and let that happen. Like, that's it. Like... That's gonna so like the difference will be nothing if you're outside my face. No one will know the difference. Like I went to the dentist because I had a tooth missing, and then I came back and I still have the same fucking tooth missing.
That's kind of like
But you'll know.
I bought a battery today, And the guy was like, this is a premium battery. I was like, well, batteries are kind of basic. What makes a battery a premium battery? He goes, well, it's fresh. It's not sitting on a shelf. And he started explaining about all the shit inside that made the battery better.
I'm like, I'm not. And you're like, is it going to last longer? Is it going to do different things?
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, what the fuck is it going to transform? Like, battery just gives your car juice. Like, I don't know, like, premium, like.
Oh, wait, battery for your car?
I believe.
Yes.
That's bullshit. I believe
okay,
he was selling
I was thinking,
you a line of shit.
I was thinking someone was trying to upsell you on some Energizers. I'm like, really?
No, battery for my car.
No, man. Let me tell you, these AAAs are the fucking shiznit.
I'm driving to Portland this month at some point, and so I'm just making sure everything in my car is good. So I got new windshields, I got new tires. Not new windshield, new windshield wipers, new tires, new battery. And then there's one more thing I gotta get checked out.
Hey, man. You need some power? You need some power, man?
I got the power for you.
Come here. Man. Come here, man. Baby. We got nickel cadmium, man. We got lithium ion.
We got rechargeable, baby.
Now, see, that was the perfect joke for detail. Good work.
Thank you.
So basically, Grace, what we're saying is...
Don't listen to Tancast. We will just waste your time.
Yeah, I hope you've shut this off already and gone back to reading your book.
That is wisest.
Actually, shout out to all. I noticed Jihiro sent in a tan laugh, and he said he was in the middle of finals, so good luck to him. Good luck to anybody. I'm assuming we have a lot of listeners doing some schooling, so good luck.
Get your learn finals. On.
Make more of your lives than we have. We had such promise. Noah's got a huge dong. I apparently take tests well and can fall backward into jobs. It's like a superpower. Not really.
Ah, I thought sure. Okay, it seemed like Andy was setting this up, because this is what he just did. Like, Noah's got a big dong. I take tests well. Tim. Well, anyway. Like, I thought that was a joke you were setting up. Like, we all had promise. Here's something Noah had. Here's something I have. Tim has nothing. And then no. Andy just trailed off into blather land.
Tim doesn't even have a full mouth of teeth.
Tim's really good at sucking things up with his jaw wired shut. Through that hole where the tooth should be?
No.
Tim, do you put straws there?
I have.
All right.
I don't make it a habit or anything.
Good to know.
I'm trying to get on Letterman with my shittiest human trick ever. Look at that.
Look at that, people. People with all their teeth can't do that. Suck on it.
What's that trick called? Gingivitis.
Too many Skittles.
Look, I can insert Tic Tacs with my jaw closed.
Dink, dink. It'd be cool if I could spit them out one by one.
Without
like,
opening it. Lucky me.
And if it's sugary food, I'll be able to put more food in soon. Oh, man. This is completely random tangent. But did you guys hear about Mythbusters yesterday?
Yes. Fuck. That cannonball would not stop.
No, that cannonball had places to fucking go. And
like,
apparently
I thought
those
it was just
places
like it flew,
done.
Hit something, and stopped. No, it was like, I'm fucking going some more places.
Wait. Let's slow down and tell people who don't know what you're talking about, i.e. Tim, what you're talking about.
Okay, so the Mythbusters were at the Alameda County Bomb Range, where they often are, which is like right... I guess it used to be out in the middle of nowhere, but like Dublin's kind of grown around it. Dublin, California, not Dublin, Ireland, for anybody who cares. They're often out there blowing shit up and shooting shit at other shit. They apparently, yesterday afternoon, launched a homemade cannonball. It was described as being about the size of a cantaloupe. They shot it towards, I guess, some large containers of water. It missed the water, blew through a cinder block backing wall, bounced off of the solid earth, like, steep hill that they use for catching things that try to get away from them. Because this is a bomb range. It's made to... contain bad things, apparently just bounced up into the sky like the fucking basketball from hell, cleared. I don't know if it bounced between there, they weren't really clear about this, but it made it like a half a mile, so it made it the best part of a kilometer before bouncing down a street, at crashing through the front door of a house at the end of the street, making the what was described as a nice round hole, going up the stairs in that house, out through a back wall of the second story of that house next to a window, leaving what was described again as a nice round hole, across a like 6-lane road, bounced off the roof of another house that's on the other side of that 6-lane road, then down another side street before finally coming to rest inside a minivan that 10 minutes previously had people inside of it.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Because it's the afternoon, and it was like a dad picking up kids from work. Now, the house that it went through to get there, the bedroom that it left through, apparently mom, dad, and baby were all taking a nap in that room. Nobody injured.
And the cannonball did not wake them, but the plaster dust did.
Yes. So the cannonball blew literally through their house. Holes, front and back. The coughing from the plaster dust, apparently, is what got them to wake up. Now, can you imagine that? You wake up, it's like, honey, did we have a perfectly round vent just in the middle of the... No, better. Can you imagine being the guy with the minivan and calling your insurance company and telling them, well, the glass is shattered and the dashboard is basically gone. Yeah, what happened? Did you get in a wreck? No, it's a cannonball. Oh, do you have pirates?
Do you have pirate insurance?
Yeah, there was somebody who had posted online some comment about, I hope they're covered for acts of Heinemann.
Hey, Savvy, why are you parking over here?
Now, the great thing is if you actually go to Google Maps and you find where the bomb range is...
Anybody?
Yeah, I got you.
Talking in a vacuum?
Not terribly funny. Continuing on, if you look at where it is, like on Google Maps or anything...
Yeah,
gives
the first person on this podcast did not be terribly funny. You go fuck yourself right now.
Like, if you aim east, you're aiming right at a neighborhood that's like half a mile away. But if they had aimed north, they had like miles of fucking nothing between them. So if they just taken whatever that cannon was and turned it a little bit, they would have had funny footage and absolutely no insurance payouts. And no
but
public
apologies.
None
of this free publicity.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, man, I wonder if, like, for liability reasons, that episode ever sees the light of day. But then I really, really hope that they managed to get, like, footage of exactly what the damage was.
Oh,
like, fuck it, we paid for it.
I am sure that episode's going to see the light of day.
You think they're going to do it with the, by the way, this cannonball bounced off, and then this and that and the other.
They'll probably interview the people in the houses and the guy who owned the minivan.
Yeah, because they didn't really dwell on it. Apparently some other big explosion. I don't know if it was the one where they made a cement truck, like, disappear, like it was a fucking magic trick. But there was some big explosion that they did out in a quarry in the middle of nowhere. And apparently it, like, shattered windows in this little mountain town in California. And, like, everyone in the town was super pissed. And I guess they did it while Carrie was pregnant. So the producer grabbed her and drug her around to apologize to everybody, figuring they'd be less likely to scream if there was a pregnant cute lady.
Oh, like, hey! That
They didn't really say. It was just some Mythbusters clip show that they mentioned this on. But, like, that got no mention when the original episode aired. That was all new information of, like, them pissing off people in the neighborhoods around.
Yeah, but if this news made it to you in Georgia, then I'm sure then it's enough of a thing that they'll have to put in the episode.
Yeah, this news made it onto CNN. Well, CNN.com, I don't know. Well, who knows what the fuck they put on CNN, the channel. They got 24 fucking hours to fill.
24 hours of my dick.
I think they have a half hour just of cat sneezes. Here's 30 minutes of kittens looking cute and sneezing.
Speaking of sneezing, it's a horrible segue. Do we want to get to our top five?
We're not doing... Did I only tell Andy? We're not... No, I said
no,
it in the chat. We're not doing
right
the top
the
five
chat.
This week.
Oh.
I texted you, I thought.
You said you told me what the next top five would be.
That was earlier in the day. And then later, as recording it got later and later and later, I was like, we'll push it off till next week.
Oh. No, I didn't get that message.
You son of a bitch.
Right, very well, good.
Cool.
No high fives.
Fuck, why did we start it now? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, damn, Andy's going to go on a long story. What about our, you know, our top
no,
five?
I would have put the kibosh on that long ago. I've been like, fuck Mythbusters and fuck you. Let's get to our high five.
Yeah. There were like a bunch of comments online and people were like, you know, how the fuck did they get away with that? It's a populated area and blah, 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 blah. I was like, first of all, they're in a bomb range, so you figure they're probably going to be safe. Second of all, they got the police officers there, like, supervising it. So they figure they probably got to be safe. Third of all, they had an insurance company say, okay, sure.
And mistakes happen.
Yeah, yeah, mistakes happen, shit happens.
I mean, it was, you know, it was good that no one actually got hurt.
It's a definitely a learning experience. Hey, apparently cannonballs bounce.
Like Andy's mom on my dick.
Yeah. Apparently cannonballs look at your heels and laugh.
House busted.
Yeah, that's the real myth. How far can a cannonball go with multiple houses in the way?
Rolling.
Cannonball goes out the back of the house. Don't bring that weak ass shit up in here. This is my house.
Whose house? Cannonball's house.
Say what? So in conclusion, Grace, what you want to do is...
Watch about the bunch of Mythbusters. It's awesome and it's probably going to apply somewhere.
But only after you study.
But take breaks. Don't do one big long study session. Because you tend to remember things that you study at the beginning of a session and things that you study at the end. So if you have a lot of mini study sessions with lots of beginning and ends, you'll remember more shit.
I also heard that you remember more if you do something right before you go to bed. Because then you, like, you're thinking about it as you go to bed or as you sleep. Anyone else ever hear that?
Nope.
I thought I remember reading that somewhere.
I heard that listening to books on tape while you sleep is bullshit. That doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
And I'm certain of it because I listen to podcasts while I sleep and I have no idea what I heard. I have to rewind in the morning. So if Tancast is putting you to sleep right now, lie back. Close your eyes and think of something special. Wait, Noah, why don't you take it over with your sexy voice?
Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies. You want me to lick your toes? want me to toss your salad? I like to use syrup. Maple syrup.
Hey, ladies.
Little pat of butter on your anus. Delicious.
Peanut butter, maybe. Hey, ladies. You want Noah to fart on your cake? No? How about your meatloaf?
I like to fart on fried chicken. Keep that shit racist. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just said like that. Racist.
I like to keep that shit racist.
I like to fart on watermelon.
I like to fart in some grape Kool-Aid. Whole watermelon slice just right down the crack of my ass.
I like to fart on white women.
Noah sent me a link to oatmeal. The oatmeal. He had a whole bunch of greeting cards that are all fucked up for sale that you can order. And one of them that Noah told me was me was a guy saying that when I fart in bed next to you, it's because I want you to feel warm. No, cuddle up with my methane loving or something like that. I was like, why is that specifically me?
It just sounds like something you would say. Like, you would say methane.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, Noah's got a point. You would bring chemicals and shit into it.
So let me, I would provide a link.
Sorry, I don't understand.
But B, let me put what actually says. So the front of the card is, I want you to know that every time I fart under the covers, and he's like, and then, you know, the girl's like, making a face. I'm doing it because I care about you, and I want you to keep warm. Don't fight my methane cuddles. Enjoy them. Yeah, but they're all pretty funny. But that one particularly, when I read it, I was just like, oh, wait, did you already do it?
I did. I sent Tim a link.
I beat you to it. That one particularly, when I read it, I was like, that seems such like Andy.
I got all the way down to the bottom, and it reminded me of Noah, because the last one is, for Christmas, is it, like, shows a super hairy guy with a big beard, long hair, like chest hair, and he's like all naked, whatever. For Christmas, I wanted to knit you the warmest sweater ever, and the next one is him, completely bald and shiny. But I ran out of raw materials halfway through. I was like, oh, we were just talking about that. Noah wants to make somebody a nut sweater. No, sorry, a nut monster, but close enough.
Oatmeal's pretty funny, Tim, if you don't read it on a regular basis.
Maybe I will.
It's incredibly funny. If you don't pee yourself, you're not reading the oatmeal.
And apparently the guy's like an ultra marathoner.
Wow. That's random.
He active was his RSS feed. He posted like a blog entry about like one of the ultra marathons he did.
Noah, and he showed awesome.
His fucked up toes.
Noah, do you remember what we talked about last week?
Nope.
Breathe, cough, breathe, talk.
Nope.
Alrighty then. Hey, ladies. You want Noah to cough right in your ear? He'll do it.
I'll whisper sweet nothings.
Oh, you should cough on a cake and then create a website.
Cake coughing.
I think, what were we talking about? Oh, I was telling Tim I was sick, and he's like, do you have AIDS? He goes, and he asked me if he wanted me to get him, if I wanted him to get me something. I was like, I want you to get me a monkey so I can fuck it and make this shit go full circle.
Didn't we talk about that on Tancast like a year and a half ago?
Did we?
It fucking sounds monkeys? Really familiar. Fucking a monkey and making it go full circle. Just I had deja vu right there.
There was a similar joke on the Shatner roast. I can't remember who said it. Oh, I think it's probably Geraldo. Andy Dick's sole mission in life is to give AIDS back to the monkeys.
That was it.
That guy is a hot mess. Here's another card from the oatmeal that I enjoyed. On the front, it's like, it's your birthday. And some guy has a little balloon looking all angry on a bench. And goes, I hope an angry badger mauls your worst enemy right in the privates today. And then, it's some guy getting mauled in the privates, and the guy on the bench is all happy now. He's like, yay! You'll see it in the link, but that one cracked me up.
It was Jeffrey Ross, not Greg Giraldo, who said that joke. Just letting you know. Credit where credit is due.
You know, I kind of, on Doug Liggs movies, I like it when the producer pipes in and, corrects him.
I love that. I wish we had a guy who would do that. Just they don't know what they're talking about.
The movie he is thinking about, is The Matrix.
It's especially funny when they're on their, two-man car trips, and they'll be like, it was that thing. What they actually mean. Hi, producer Matt here. What they're actually talking about.
Yeah, definitely, Grace, don't take Tancast as a source for facts, because we don't check shit.
Yeah, I doubt anybody is citing using us in their bibliography.
I know what I'm talking about. There'll be a lot of words coming out, and they may sound all correct and everything. Wow, Andy knows a lot of shit about a lot of shit. It's right out of my ass.
Right out of his big hairy ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I believe it was Tancast who said in episode 7 that Superman could rape you if he wanted to.
That is factually correct.
That one we proved. Where Superman exists, he would rape you.
We have the math to back that one up.
Here's the math.
Because apparently the derivative of Superman's penis, tangential to your anus, it's going in.
Stop.
Blow me.
Stop.
I'll stop when you blow me.
Stop.
I'm waiting.
Stop.
It's out.
Stop.
Oh, and it's cold. Where's my wedding ring?
Stop. All right. I think we need to wrap this up.
All right.
Wrap it up.
I think I need to wrap this up, because if it gets any colder, it's going to be a vagina.
Technically, it would just be a clitoris. Vagina.
Oh, no. No, it's going to tunnel back.
Clitoris.
Fair enough.
All right.
Who might argue?
So, good luck with your finals, everybody. Let us know how you did.
Hopefully, you did well.
We'll post the best grades on our Tancast refrigerator. And if you do well, we're all going out for McDonald's.
Hooray!
It's $1 for any size drink.
Ooh.
That's right. But until then, you're doing it.
You done dude it. You ruined that queef all the way to an A.
Ride the shit out of queef. All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Well, Noah needs a phrase at the end. I say you're doing it. Andy says you rode that queef. Noah changes every week.
Oh, sometimes I say good night and good luck.
How original.
No, not original at all.
And that's the way it is today.
And that's the way? Uh-huh, uh-huh. I like it. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bruce Almighty. Back to you, fuckers!
Remember, never trust an Asian.
What?
No, seriously, can you back that up? Because I've been going around trusting Asians willy-nilly.
Don't try to analyze it.
If you know something, you need to tell me.
That's the end, my friend. That is the end.
It's sort of like, what's his name? Willem Dafoe's a shithead. Remember, never trust an Asian. Sadly, I don't think we can get bumper stickers made of that, because I don't think any place would print them. No.
Oh.
First of all, Ming works the press, so fuck you.
Good night.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, wrap it up.